This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Okay, we're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Heathens with us. Rich Heathens lives off-grid in Montana. He's an author. He's a farmer. He's a rancher. And he lives the self-sufficient lifestyle, the preparedness lifestyle. Rich was at one time a pharmaceutical representative for GlaxoSmithKline. I've read his performance reviews. They were at the top of the top of his class. No kidding. And, Richard, the reason I mention that is yesterday I was on the air with Dr. Shealy right here at USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy has been side by side with me for going on 11 years now. And you are probably second in terms of longevity at USA Prepares. About 10 years. And I asked Dr. Shealy, as a medical doctor, if he were presented with the decision that you will take the jab, the kill shot, the genocide vaccination, or you will not be able to visit your family. You know, let's say someone were in the hospital or sick or whatever the reason. Without the jab, you can't see your family. Will you take the jab? His answer was absolutely not. I'm paraphrasing. And I have the same exact answer. So if someone were in the hospital and I was told that I couldn't see my family member unless I got the jab, would I get the jab? Absolutely not. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Rich. But first I want to preface this with, you know, there are people on another radio network who have been saying that this COVID-19 is fake fraud and, to use their term, BS. That's their terminology. And on the same network, there are people who have gotten the jab. So maybe someone could explain to me why the network is saying it's fake fraud and, to use their term, BS, and yet have gotten the jab. Does that make any sense to you? Does that...
Well, it's hypocrisy, and it's a, basically it's a failing of intellectual homework. You can't have both, and we all know that gain of function has been proved, and Fauci has been caught. The NIH admitted it, and but the true bioweapon, as per paraphrasing a lot of these physicians, authors, researchers, scientists that I've been mentioning their articles on the air, the true bioweapon is the vaccine. But think about what they're doing to America. I mean, half of the military, half of the law enforcement won't take the jab. So we're going, and now we have millions of unvetted illegal immigrants moved into our country, where crime and rape is going through the moon. And Joe Biden gave away $86 billion of our highest technology weaponry, and this is happening. I just want you to connect the dots, never mind with all the Chinese exchange students here, never mind with, I mean, all the things that we've discussed. Just connect the dots of what could be very possibly happening in our country during this dark winter that some of these people are talking about.
Rich,
so we need to be prepared, and we need to say it like it is. Look, we're living the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. I said it before, and I'll say it again, and I've proved every word of that statement. I mean, the powers that be want to eliminate, take down the United States of America, just like when Joe Biden's talking about these unrealized capital gains. You know, when Vince and I talk privately, folks, Ben's always, oh, Rich, you got to discuss that on the air. Oh, Rich, you got to talk. You know, I try to, as you know, Vince, there's just so much information and so little time. But when you look at unrealized capital gains that Joe Biden or his handlers want Joe Biden to do, it's not just going to destroy America and the bottom 93%, but it's going to destroy our liquidity. It's an assault on savers. It's also a destroying solvency as well. It's good. Look at it as a giant margin call gone wild. So it's going to divert money from the private sector, especially the small businesses, for nefarious government spending. And these people have admitted openly they want to take over your bank account. In Australia, they're taking your bank account, your bank, and even your house if you don't have the jab. This is why we need to create a new venue for the people. We need to eliminate the lawyers and the judges and have the people control their own destiny. Vince?
Gwyneth called me yesterday. And she was really concerned about what has happened to people who have accounts with the government. So let's say they are receiving payments from the government for disability or whatever it may be. If they have not gotten the jab and they're not in the database, my understanding is that the payments have stopped and the accounts have been locked down right now. Dan Andrews. In her neck of Australia. So she's going to talk about that tomorrow. But you mentioned a couple things that I think deserve a little more clarification and maybe an exclamation point. Number one, unrealized capital gains. That means you could have made money, but you didn't, but we're going to tax you on what you could have done. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. So you see why I say it's basically an assault on liquidity, even solvency, and especially on savers. And I use the analogy of margin calls gone wild because that's kind of the best way to look at it. You know, when you're overextended in your stock portfolio, you're buying stocks, you're buying bonds, you're buying this, and all of a sudden they start going down and they start calling your margins, what do? You start selling all your assets to pay those bills. That's what we're going to see here in America. So real estate and everything is eventually going to crash.
We've already seen it. Bert Bertonis several weeks ago exposed this. This happened to him. He had an account with Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith, also known as Merrill Lynch. And they locked down his account fraudulently, illegally, and without merit because someone said, to take money out of his account, and Merrill jumped on it and moved the task to a third party. The third party was an accounting firm that Bert had never heard of, and they initiated the takedown of $18,000+ out of Bert's account. And we exposed it on the air, and I think the notoriety that Merrill got encouraged them to reverse that transaction. But without that notoriety that we helped them get, maybe that money would not have been returned to Bert that was illegally taken. Next question. Rich, I will not take the jab. Nobody in my family will take the jab. Would you take the jab to, if you were in a decision of you will not see your family member or members unless you take the jab, would you? And the reason I'm asking is, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I just want to make it clear that we stand for something and we tell you what we do and we do it. We don't lie to you and say we're not taking the jab or that the COVID is fake fraud and, to use their term, BS, and then go get the vaccination. What is your position on that? Are you with me and Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think you already know the answers to that, Vince. If anybody, and I've mentioned this before, if anybody comes after me with the jab, I'm going to look at that as being attempted murder. Look, when I talk about standing for principle, just the first two out of three things I talk about, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, and the second is truth. All these articles that I've been giving is truth, okay, about the jab, about the clots, about the heart attacks, about the strokes, about the brain aneurysms, about the lung embolisms, about the amputations. I mean, the last article I just gave right before the break, I don't know if you heard it, but a student, 20 years old, gets blood clots, has a leg amputated, then suffers a stroke, and then dies in surgery. Look, these are all published articles, published in the public domain. And look at all these, the same rules, laws, and accountability. Look at the short list of the millions of people from Congress, the CDC, the FDA, the Big Pharma, the White House, the U.S. Postal Service, HHS employees, illegal unvetted immigrants who's getting packets of ivermectin, the Chinese exchange students. I mean, we can go on and on. All these people are exempt from the jab. That's not the same rules, laws, and accountability. So obviously my answer holds. And if it's okay with you, Vince, if you don't have more questions, I'd like to
I just have one quick comment. I know a gal whose ex-husband is a guinea pig. He's a black guy, and he goes off on these six-week jaunts where they inject him, poke him, feed him, whatever they do to him, and then they watch what happens. There are people who make money, maybe you can call it get paid, earn a living to do this. These are lab rats, human lab rats. This happens. And if you, by extension, if you look at what's happening with the COVID immunizations, as Rich has been saying for 20 months, or almost 20 months, the people who receive these immunizations are the field trials. So how's it working? Well, what's happening is experimentation is being done on the people who get these jabs, and they don't even know it. They are the lab rats, the generally dumb public who have been vaccinated. Rich, any comments about that?
Well, yeah, we're all the lab rats. People are dying from these freaking vaccines, and the cures are being withheld. The cures are being withheld. I think I was pretty doggone clear on that.
And you know what comes to my mind? Joseph Mengele. He experimented on twins, the weak, the retarded. He couldn't wait to experiment and see how he could infect them and see what the result would be. Joseph Mengele.
Mm-hmm.
He was a SS Nazi scientist / doctor. Experimenter. Horrific. Look him up. Joseph Mengele. Mengele. Please continue, Rich.
Yeah, and Vince, I'm reading articles where the SS and and the Gestapo and all those kinds of organizations of the past, nefarious organizations, are being synonymous with things like the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, the NIH. Even our own FBI. This is very, very disturbing. Keep in mind, folks, the terminology that I mentioned months ago, called succession planning, where companies are looking to hire new employees after mass death and debilitating populations. This is a real term. This is a term that's being created by certain industries, not by Rich and Vince. So all this stuff is real, people. Unfortunately, it's real, and we're living in it live time. Okay, next. Ireland is 91% vaccinated, and COVID cases are soaring. It doesn't take a math genius to figure out what's going on here, people. Next. Florida now has the lowest rate of COVID cases per capita in the nation, and the state has removed pretty much all mandates and almost all, if not all, restrictions. Think about that, people. Next, COVID vaccines don't reduce risk of spreading or catching virus. Useless.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Listen, I'm omitting, deleting articles during the break. I'm going to finish up here with a few more in healthcare, and then I'm going to run into election fraud, and I'm not even going to do all that, and hopefully get into some general news. So here we go, folks. I'm going to speed it up here again and shortcut my shortcuts again. This is week's plan. The COVID appeared in the U.S. government. Congress redefined the word vaccine to include mRNA injections. Everything is pre-planned. All of it is scripted. This is very disturbing because Congress isn't even representing us anymore. They're representing themselves. Remember, there's no experts or official authorities anymore. There's the bought and paid for and the blackmailed, the people willing to do it, and then there's a few patriots who's willing to be hated to tell them the truth. That's the simple answer. Next. Barcelona football star Sergio Aguero, pardon my pronunciation, taken to hospital after experiencing chest discomfort during a match 6 weeks prior to promoting vaccines for 12-year-olds. Think about that, people. Karma. Next, UK's online safety bill looks to prosecute people for thought crimes. Threatens to jail people who speak truths about vaccine injury. I know you think I'm making some of these articles up. I am not. Next, woman who shamed others for not vaccinating their children is now drowning in medical bills from her child's vaccine-related myocarditis. Next, bomb. bombshell Swedish study finds COVID jabs provide no lasting protection. Immunity plunges to zero in mere months. Next, Queensland, Australia, getting so many vaccine injury reports that Queensland Health Department has announced it can't keep up with the data. Next, popular Indian actor who suddenly died of heart attack has taken the COVID vaccine. Next, like watching a horror thriller, unquote, moving tentacled objects and metallic fragments found in the COVID jabs. Next, German city stops tracking COVID vaccine deaths in order to suppress the truth about how many people are being killed about the vaccine. Next, German companies creating segregated canteens for the vaccinated and unvaccinated. I think canteens back there is a word for bars. So basically, let me decode that for you. We got to keep people segregated and separated so there's less evidence of transmission and sloughing and super spreaders from the people who are vaccinated, which is tons of evidence already because we've mentioned it on the air. Okay. I'm going to go to some election fraud really fast. I'm going to shortcut again. Pardon me. Michigan's corrupt Secretary of State, Joycelyn Benson, walks free after certifying a corrupt and fraudulent election. Listen to this, people. While an election worker who opposed Benson's efforts to delete 2020 evidence, election evidence, is sought after by the police right now. You can't make this stuff up. We are so corrupt as a country, all bought and paid for and blackmailed. It's unbelievable. There is so much. All these swing states have literally swiped clean all their evidence, which is illegal. That should make the election null and void, or at least decertify these states. What they're doing is illegal. Next, Pennsylvania's voting process was corrupted before the 2020 election. There was ample information that the Pennsylvania's election process lacked accuracy, completeness, and compliance within the law. Pennsylvania's Auditor General told us this in December of 2019. People, they say Pennsylvania was won by like 80,000 plus votes by Biden. I want you to just listen to a little bit of math here, please. Just a little math regarding all this voter fraud that's been proven. Ready? Almost 72 mail-in. Keep in mind, Joe Biden won by a little over 80,000 votes. Okay. Do this math, and I'll finish it after the break. 72,000 mail-in ballots returned after November 3rd, 2020 at 8 p.m., and none of them, according to the rule of law and the Constitution, is valid. Next, almost 10,500 mail-in votes from people who do not exist on the Pennsylvania rolls at all. Not even on the rolls.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gloria Allred, the attorney for Mamie Mitchell, the script supervisor on the film Rush, told Newsmax that many questions still need to be answered before final conclusions are reached as to what caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Some of the details are coming out, not only from the sheriff, and that's unusual for a sheriff to do as many interviews as this sheriff has done, but also through the intensive investigations being done by the LA Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Variety, and many others. So we're learning a lot, but there are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be put together. From my client, who is Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor, and Eric, she was standing very close to Helena, the director of photography, who was so tragically killed, when that gun shot Helena, causing her death, and also that bullet went through to the director, Joel, who and the bullet was into his shoulder, into his clavicle. So this has been a traumatic event. Speaking of trauma, to my client, because that bullet might have hit her, because she was so close to Helena. But fortunately, she had the presence of mind, even though she was in shock, to run out of the church. She was the first person, as we know, to call 911, and her voice is on that recording.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I was just thinking, Rich, the number one broadcast that lazy people don't listen to is USA Prepares. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir, and I appreciate you always allowing me to exercise our First Amendment rights, where millions of our combat soldiers fought, bled, and died for our freedom. And I'm going to continue with election fraud from Pennsylvania with the math, and I want you to ask yourself if the Democrats are right, where over 1 million soldiers who fought and died for our country died in vain. I want you to ask yourself that question as I'm delivering this math, and I'm going to continue. I'm not going to mention what the numbers I mentioned before the break. I'm going to continue with new math. 120,000 excess voters not yet accounted for by the Pennsylvania Department of State, far more votes than voters. Hundreds of thousands of votes unlawfully counted in secret while the GOP watchers were thrown out. You remember that when they put the paper and cardboard and they taped it on the windows so people couldn't see? And 39,771 people, pardon me, voted who registered after the October 19th deadline. More math. 305,000 voters didn't change were removed from the rolls after the election on November 3rd. You can't even make this stuff up. Almost 52,000 voters with inactive voter registrations at the end of the October 2020 nevertheless voted. 57,000 duplicate registrations. Almost 56,000 voters who were backfilled into the SURE system. 58,000 and change first-time voters 70 years old and older. This is like a Twilight Zone comedy satirical routine here. There are almost 40,000 people added to the rolls under 17 years of age. 17,000 mail-in ballots sent to addresses outside of Pennsylvania. 98% of eligible voting population in Montgomery County alone was already registered to vote. That's not even mathematically possible. Montgomery County canvassed identified 78,000 phantom voters. Roughly 30% were unaware people are voting from their address. One nursing home in Lancaster had 690 registrations and an extremely high turnout of 85% in 2020, while nursing homes were closed due to COVID. 25,000 ballots were requested from nursing homes at the exact same time. I'm still coming out. This is the same math for Pennsylvania people. Numerous affidavits attested to poll watcher intimidation and harassment by brute force. And, of course, Attorney General at the time, Bill Barr, ordered U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain to stand down and not investigate election irregularities. That's called Stalin Nazi, Bills. And Mark Zuckerberg, we can't forget him, he poured over $17 million to interfere in the Pennsylvania election, including drop boxes where the voting pattern was not even possible. But Joe Biden won over 80,000 ballots. I want you to think about this, folks. They are saying how dumb you are and how corrupt they are. So I guess, are the Dems right, people? Are the Democrats right that over a million combat soldiers who fought for our freedoms and liberty, did they die in vain? Okay, more election fraud. Wisconsin's Racine County GOP finds 23,000 voters with the same phone number. The same phone number. And 4,000 voters registered back in 1918. You can't even make this up. This is a comedy show. We should get our own TV show, Vince, just for satire here. Next, I want to remind everybody that Mike Lindell is headed to the Supreme Court with all this evidence and a lot more. He's got the math. He's got everything. And if the Supreme Court doesn't take it, it shows that America's done, that everybody's bought and paid for and blackmailed, and I have no confidence in Amy Barrett or Kavanaugh. They have sold America out. They are cowards. They have taken the money. They have taken the blackmail. They have taken it's really sad what has happened. So basically, these people who are doing nothing are saying that your relatives, your family, who fought and died for this country, died in vain. That's what these people are saying. Next. Wisconsin Sheriff Schmeling, quote, election law was not just broken but shattered, and he's releasing evidence of election fraud. Next, Racine, Wisconsin County Sheriff's Office to announce proof of statewide election law violations. Every sheriff in the country should have a backbone like this sheriff. Next, Breaking Wisconsin Elections Commission holds emergency meeting after Racine County Sheriff's Department accuses WEC of Class F nursing home scandal. Next, Mesa County, Colorado 2020 election results reviewed. Thousands of ballots, an entire process contaminated. It should never have been certified. None of it should have been certified, people. None of it. It should be null and void. At the very least, we should be having a new election. Next, Virginia Democrats freak out over 300,000. 300,000 absentee ballots they hope to drop in incoming election are held up by the U.S. Postal Service. Well, I'm surprised. The U.S. Postal Service has been proven to be part of the election fraud in the 2020 campaign. Are they getting cold feet? Next, well, they've already taken the bribe. They don't have to take the jab. Over 60,000 of them. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Next, another Virginia election, another election steal. Virginia's Fairfax County reporting not requiring your last four digits of your Social Security number. Hey, anybody who's from any state, illegal immigrant, unvetted, dogs, cats, you don't even need a Social Security number. Don't worry about it. Just go in and vote. What a joke. Talk about throwing your own country under the bus. Next. New report shows Detroit used defective ballot boxes in 2020 election despite warning stickers not approved for use. You could actually shove the papers right through. I mean, Vince, you can't make this stuff up. I just can't even believe it. It's unbelievable. And by the way, the new driver's license now is going to include your vaccine status, and it's going to eventually include your credit score, your social credit score, your travel records, your health records, the whole thing. And everyone's going to know it. Next, Biden's supply chain speech in Italy sounded like Italian dictator Mussolini. The train will run on time. That was one of Mussolini's quotes. So be prepared, folks. Next. Biden now wants to increase tax rates for U.S. corporations to more than double that of China. More than double. So the big corporations who's been getting basically paid under the table and bailed out, too big to fail, too big to jail, they're going to be fine. It's the smaller businesses that they want to create this fascist system where big government and big corporations create an alliance. Oh, I wish I had more time, Vince. Next, illegal aliens get priority over American citizens in boarding flights for Texas. It's on video, people. Next, new economic data provides definite proof Joe Biden and Democrats are intentionally crashing the economy so they can remake it. Look, I'm blue in the face talking about that. There's nothing legitimate about the economy, about tests, about math, about anything that measures any number or predictability. It's all rigged. All of it. Next, Project Veritas senior advisor reveals New Jersey Governor Murphy secretly funneling $40 million of your taxpayer funds to admittedly give it to illegal unvetted immigrants. So you people in Jersey, you're voting in New Jersey Governor Murphy today, and his people has admitted on video that he's literally going to give $40 million of your taxpayers to illegal immigrants. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. Please tell me you're kidding me. Next, White House admits to secretly trafficking planes full of illegal children from border in the middle of the night. They're just admitting it now, people. Next, Biden's plan to pay $450,000 to separated illegal immigrant families. You talk about a slap in the face to hardworking Americans. Oh, my God. Did you know our military widows, when we lose a soldier in combat, I think they get like $100,000? And I'm not positive. But they get nothing compared to what Biden's planning on giving free money to illegal, unvetted immigrants. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, California school board president is caught on mic saying, F you to concerned parent. The school board. board is saying F you to the parents who are paying their salary, who are paying the taxes for the schools. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, Democrats are honestly terrified. Biden is demented. Kamala doesn't work, and they're not going to lose the midterm, and they're going to lose the midterms in a landslide. This is BS. The only way constitutional Republicans are going to win it is if it's a landslide, folks. How much I myself, little old me, has given well over 2,000 pieces of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference on this broadcast. Little old me. And nothing's happened because no one's doing their job, because work has been delegitimized. MMT, UBI, we've given free lunch to the elites so they can do anything they want, and because we've been living under the yoke of political correctness for all these years, and people are afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist. And they all have subsets, just like... What's the biggest subset under racism or racist? That's right, white supremacy. We have to snap out of this and start talking about truth and having the guts to be hated for it. Next, Democrats are honest. Okay, I just mentioned that one. Next, oh, here's some good news, folks. White male hospital executive wins $10 million payout for discrimination case after he is replaced by two women, one black. Hey, you think when I couldn't get a job with the National Forest Service, walked in with a degree in my hand in forestry, and they hired two girls right out of high school with no experience and no degree, you think I can get some money too? Or how about when I tried for the New York City Fire Department back in the late 70s? And that was back in the early 80s, by the way, with the National Forest Service. How about the late 70s when the women group sued? They couldn't pass the test. They literally sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. Hey, you think I get some money there? Or how about when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline? I couldn't get a demotion that I asked for because I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Attorneys told me I didn't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points. What do you think, people? Should I file since one male actually won some money? You think I would win?
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Here's an exclamation point, class. Rich, you talked about credit scores going down. Well, our son uses a credit card for his business. He pays it off in full every month and always has. Never carried any debt. Pays it off every single month. His credit score went down 31 points just recently. No change other than he bought a little bit more inventory for his business on his credit card. That's what he does. It's what he has been doing for years. And all of a sudden, his credit score went from 819 to 788. And what does that impact? Insurance costs, because your insurance premiums are based, auto premiums are based a lot on your credit score. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, folks, little comedy here. In San Francisco, they're literally paying people to stop crime right now. And I could talk about this for 15 minutes, but I don't have the time. Ilhan Omar blames police for violent, for rise in violent crime. You can't even comment on this, on how stupid things are. This is why we have to speak up, folks. Look, it's not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy trying to take down the country and the world for their own benefit and their agenda, which I've gone through in much detail over the months. Next, Matt Walsh, school board member, chaperones an elementary school field trip to a gay bar. School board member chaperones an elementary school field trip to a gay bar. I wish I had more time. Next, burials increased by 15%, cremations jumped 10% so far this year compared to 2020. I wonder why that is. Next, CEO of Blackstone is warning a real shortage of energy will cause social unrest all over the planet. It's planned. Next, Rutgers professor. This is a professor that your students are paying to get an education from. Quote, white people are committed to being villains. We need to take those MFers out. But, of course, she wouldn't mention the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, Soros, you know, all the people, Kissinger, all the people at the top 200 families, whoever they may be, who are controlling everything, who are mostly white and mostly male. No, she doesn't want to do the reading and research to find out who is pushing the narratives. Next, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the latest Democrat caught partying without a mask, but she requires others to do it. You remember Gretchen Whitmer, the one who killed all those people in the nursing homes? You know, the one who, with FBI informants, tried to create a false flag where she was going to be, like, hijacked and taken? Remember that? Next. McCall, if accepted, for those of you in Virginia voting right now, McAuliffe accepted $350,000 donation with foreign entity linked to money laundering probe. Look, if we did any of this stuff, we'd be in the hoosegow for the rest of our life, never mind being a sitting governor. Next, Chinese gold demand up over 48% over last year, now above 2019 pre-pandemic levels. Next, Tom Fitton, documents show Park Police had a warning of January 6 events the day before. That's called plan. That's called scripted. That's called theater. Next, Lincoln Project Democrat operatives busted for white nationalist hoax. Look, everything that comes out of the left, especially the mainstream media, is either propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting. And I've proved it a gazillion times. Next, and by the way, this white nationalist hoax was also delivered to try to help McAuliffe win in Virginia, just FYI. Next, Democrats pushing tax the rich scheme that will force asset owners to sell stocks, bonds, and crypto just to pay new taxes. That's why I talked about the margin call example going wild and unrealized capital gains. It's all connected. Next, PETA wants Major League Baseball to stop saying bullpen because it's insensitive to cows. You can't make this crap up, people. How come PETA and the left aren't jumping down Fauci's throats and all these, you know, what they're doing to monkeys and monkey brains and all these other animals and all this testing that they're doing? Look what Fauci and company did to dogs and puppies. Tortured them. Where's your big mouth, PETA? Next. Hunter Biden abandons a gun in a trash can near a school and the media silent. God, I wish I had more time. Next, private jets at summit emit more carbon dioxide than the Scots churn out in 1 year. So all these people who are giving all this BS on climate change, global warming, and all this stuff, we need to install practice what you preach laws. Use your guns, take back the Senate. Lindsey Graham, the traitor, called Capitol Police to shoot January 6 protesters. Oh, I need more time. Loudoun County is forcing parents to sign up from promising not to show anyone the CRT-based curriculum. Next, Prince Charles wants military-style campaign to usher in an economic transition and reset. Next, New Hampshire School Board Association just decided to withdraw from the NSBA effective immediately. All school boards associations needs to be eliminated. The parents, you need to take control. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening. You all have a great day. It's time.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.